Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. A $25,000 prize influenced Charles Lindbergh to attempt a solo flight from New York to Paris. On May 20th, 1927, at 7:52 a.m., Lindbergh's single-engine plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, took off from a muddy Roosevelt Field on Long Island and flew on for 3,600 miles, about 5,800 kilometers, in 33 and a half hours without a stop, arriving in Paris on May 21st at 10:22 p.m. He was greeted by a crowd of wildly cheering people. Lindbergh had become the first person to successfully complete a solo flight across the Atlantic. A sealed barograph on the plane that recorded atmospheric pressure and altitude confirmed the flight was nonstop. Lindbergh was an instant hero. He went on a nationwide tour, flying the Spirit of St. Louis to promote aviation. Then he served as an aviation advisor. The Spirit of St. Louis can be seen at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. I always think of Charles Lindbergh whenever I take an international flight, but no crowd of people ever greets me when I get off the plane. Oh, well. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.